Well, folks, we have a great feature here. I'm just in amazement of the food and wine on the table here. We're at Stark Steakhouse, and we have three beautiful Pinot Noirs from Cake Bread Cellars. And this is one of my favorite projects. Anderson Valley is dear to my heart, and these wines are spectacular. And we have three wines, two single vineyards, and one which is a combination 50-50. And we also have a great chef here. And this is Chef Luc Latouche, and he is from somewhere in that great country of France. And he is here on vacation, a great friend of mine, longtime friend of mine. And Chef, great to be with you, sir. And you've ordered more food, and I'm just kind of along for the ride.
Yes, Doc. Well, so I know how much you like the roasted bone marrow last time, so I had to bring out another order.
Well, here, you keep talking.
Just to put a fat smile on his face. And also, we have a wild scallop dumpling, which is absolutely delicious, wrapped in pancetta with a sherry vinaigrette. And also, on the third and final dish, we have a hand-cut steak tartare. The smoked chili aioli should be quite delicious with these Pinot Noirs. I'm looking very much forward to pairing things up and having a taste explosion, as they say.
Are we going to pair each dish up with each wine, or that may be too intricate for us to get into here? They're all three just amazing wines. Do you have a favorite yourself?
I think the Two Creeks Vineyard Pinot Noir is my favorite.
Why is that? Because it tastes French to you?
Yes, of course. It's a little bit more towards my style. Maybe a little bit fruit bomb, but a touch more refined than the other. So that's which one I go for.
All right. Well, folks, we have some great food on the table here at Stark Steakhouse. And it's my privilege to be enjoying this food with this great chef who basically is eating all the food as I'm talking. So I'm going to end this conversation and start enjoying these great wines from Cake Bread Cellars and from Anderson Valley, Pinot Noir at its best.